Second Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 22 through 26. And I'm reading out the NIV translation. And it says this: as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. And the Ammonites and the Moabites rose against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they had finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies laying around the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off the plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing and articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder, it took 3 days. Somebody say 3 days.
3 days.
To collect it. On the fourth day, the verse 26, on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Barak, where they had, where they praised the Lord. This is why it's called the Valley of Barak to this day. I want to talk from this thought today, a sweatless victory. Sweatless victory. I believe that God has a very repetitive training manual. And I feel like Jesus gave us a peek into it, because what he did with his disciples was he would teach you, he would expose you, and then he'd question you.
All right.
He would teach you that you should forgive one another.
All right.
Then he put them in a situation that they got offended. Then he'd ask them, do you forgive it? That was repetitive over scripture. He would teach a lesson, expose them to that issue, and then he would question to make sure they got it. And I feel like most of the time God does the same thing with us.
All right.
He sends us into a situation. He puts you in an environment where you can hear about it. Then he exposes you to the trouble.
Right.
And then he follows up and says, do you still trust me? He puts you in a place to be able to need him to make a way.
All right. Yeah.
Then he exposes you to teaching that says, he's a way maker. And then he comes into a situation and say, did you see me make a way? He puts you in a situation with when you need him to provide. And then you hear somebody say, he'll provide for you when your meal battle runs low. And then he'll get you in a room and say, who was that with you when you didn't have it? And I think we go through that cycle so much that some of us have PTSD from spiritual warfare. Some of us have the scars of our battle wounds, and you can look at what you've been through by the scars it left on you. Because some of us have not operated from a place of faith and favor. Some of us have operated from a place of fear.
All right.
No, because you've been in some situations that you said, I'll never do that again. So you put yourself in a position that when repeating those same situations came up, you called it discernment
and show them that Usain Bolt ain't the fastest one alive.
Yep.
You ran
at
the speed of light.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, you could ignore a phone call faster than they could dial your number.
Come on now. All right.
Oh, I can't hear nobody. You was just on the phone with them, and they text you and say, are you still mad? And your response is, who is this? This number is no longer saved.
My God.
In my phone.
No longer.
Because most of us have grown through battle. You experience God. You shout about it because God has done it again.
Yeah.
Because he's brought me through this. And that this always leaves you with a problem. Jehoshaphat finds himself here within his 25-year reign over Judah. And he's the king of Judah. He's the king. He told them, I'm going to point us back to God.
Yeah.
The God that brought us out of Egypt. I'm going to be this great God. And he's in the middle of talking about this. And y'all, in the middle of him rededicating his life and his followers' lives to Christ, he hears, watch this, not that he's under attack, because that'll be too easy.
Yeah.
He didn't hear that they are at the gates and we're at war. Did not hear that. He heard that the two biggest enemies you got are way over there, and they not, watch this, fighting each other. They don't like each other, but they coming together to fight you.
My God. Yeah,
they don't like each other.
Yeah.
They know they don't like each other.
Yeah.
But they coming together to plot on your downfall.
Yeah.
He's in a situation. Can I talk through it today?
Right.
He's in a situation. His back is against the wall. He's now explained to the people where he is and what he has going on. And he's having issues and problems and circumstances. He's going crazy. And what he does is he gathers the prophets together.
Yeah.
And say, let's have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Three things. I'm out of here. I hope you catch this. Because I pray that what God gave me last night is we're in a season of a sweatless victory.
Yes, Lord.
And you won't get it if you go in fighting how you used to fight. You are going to get what you've always gotten because you're fighting how you always fought.
My Jesus.
Pastor, can you give us some battle instructions? I came to do it today.
All right.
Three things, I'm out your way. Verse 6 through 12 teaches us this. The first thing you got to do is pray for a plan.
My God.
Verse 6 through 12, the man, the king gets down and he starts to pray. Watch this, y'all. 1 through 5, he hears that the people are coming against him.
Right.
His first response is to get down and pray. And he starts praying. Watch this, y'all. If you got your Bibles still open, when he starts praying, watch this. He's just not asking for an answer. His prayer is to remind God who he is.
All right.
Y'all didn't come.
All right. Come on now.
See, watch this. Because in chapter 19, he got right with God.
Right.
Chapter 20, he's under attack.
Right.
So when you're getting right, you can remind him who he is. Because we talked about this last Sunday. The attack on you ain't on you.
Yeah. My God. All right.
It's on who sent you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we have this earthly.
Yeah. Come on now.
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're attacking the box. Mm-hmm. But it's the glory they really coming after.
Come on now. Yeah. Yeah.
They not mad at you. They just don't like your anointing. I'm walking here.
Yeah, walking.
Verse 6 says, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? Mm. See, sometimes you got to speak over yourself. And you think sometimes you're reminding God who he is. But sometimes your words... I talked about this the other day in the car with some people. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. That hearing word is a continuous word. It's literally to be done in repeat. It's not to listen to a song. It's to listen to it on repeat. It's like I never was a fan of certain artists, but I knew their songs because they stayed coming on the radio. I can't hear nobody. You knew every word, every break, every turn. It wasn't that you liked the song, you just kept hearing.
That's it.
God, you rule over all of the kingdoms of the nation. The power and might are in your hands. No one can withstand you. So God, if I'm losing, where you at?
Yeah. Come on now. You on it?
See, when you are... How do you get a sweatless victory? You got to stop plotting and start praying.
Yes.
You got to start putting offenses in the back burner when the glory is at stake. Because some people only showed up to see you lose. The Moabites and Ammonites had joined up together. And y'all, they got with the people and they came together. And when he went to pray, Taj, it wasn't but two. But when they got to the battlefield, we don't even understand where the people from Mount Seir came from. We didn't even know to pray because they was against us. Because there's some people against you that you ain't got on your radar. That when you show up to fight, they gonna hit you in the ear.
Come on.
No, they gonna ring your bell because you wasn't even looking. It ain't that you wasn't worried about them. You ain't even know they felt like. How they felt. You got to pray for a plan. He prayed. Y'all, and when he finished praying, the Bible says, the man stood up. And they talked about his lineage, where he came from. He says, God says, watch this. Don't worry about your swords. You can't beat them like that. Don't worry about spears. Ain't gonna work on this battlefield. Put your bow and arrows up. Put the horses and the chariots back in the stable. We going to war. Yes. Different playing field. What do we need to take? Take your mouth. And when you go, watch this. Total dependence on me to fight your battle. When you go, take a praise with you. Watch this. Not for what I'm going to do, because you don't know what I'm going to do. Praise me, because I can do it. Y'all missed it. Don't praise me, because you know how it's going to work out. Praise me, because you know I can work it out. See, we sing the song is your all at the altar. But the problem is that you laid it there, but you had a string on it. You have longed for sweet rest, but you're too scared to rest because you keep pulling it back. Because he should have handled it by now. See, people will make you feel crazy. Because what you're doing, they don't understand. And it's power in you admitting it ain't for me to know. I know 2019, one of my favorite videos that went viral was a hotel worker that had been cursed out at his desk. He was cussed out and he went and screamed the lady when she came to him after he decided that she was no longer welcome at the hotel. And she was telling him she had a wedding to go to. There were no other hotels. She had paid for her room. And he told her what I'm telling you to tell the enemy when he comes into your life like a flood. It's above me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's above me. No. The worry that you're expecting me to express, it's above me now. I know that I have to do what I don't have access and dependency to do, but it's above me now. I know that you're expecting me to throw in the towel and get mad and get upset and cuss and complain like I used to, but I ain't worried about it. See, sometimes you got to get to a place in God where people have to remind you of your problems. First thing you have to do is pray for a plan. He got the plan. He went to battle. It took him from verse 13 to verse 19, verse 20, to get to battle. And when he gets ready to go to battle, he left early in the morning. He set out, and Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah. The people of Jerusalem have faith that the Lord your God will uphold you, and you have faith." And after consulting the people, Jehoshaphat and the men, watch this, verse 21, began to sing and praise. Okay, second thing you got to know is that praise is your power. I'm sick of silent saints. I'm sick of dead church. I'm sick of people feeling like they don't miss nothing when they don't come to church. But the problem is that you came with dead battery. And the problem is you never plug up into the source. Because you did not come and you went to the battle and said, "God was not as good as I know that he is," because you fooled around and did not activate your power. See, I need two or three people that are saying, "I'm getting ready to go to a level in God and I'm tapping in." No, I know that you don't understand, and the people against me are greater than me myself. I hadn't even gotten to the battlefield, but right here, right now, I'm going to lift my voice. See, I'm sick of being quiet. I tried quiet. I tried to get through it. I tried to work my way. I tried to cry my way. But this time, I'm going to praise. They get ready. They're coming around the mountain. They get ready to get to the battlefield. They don't even see the people. And they start praising God. They haven't lifted a finger. They hadn't done anything. They aren't tired. And Moshe, they ain't did nothing besides have a praise break. And the Bible says, watch this, it was not until they opened their mouth that God started working. I need somebody on this good old Sunday morning that'll say, "Hey, preacher, I've been in some stuff. I've had my back up against the wall, and I did not know why God could not find me." The problem was is that you came around the corner, and your problem saw you before God heard you. Y'all missed it. You didn't come to hear me. But sometimes the problem we have is that as sheep, you are not designed and developed to fight.
Yeah.
my sheep will know my voice.
Yes.
I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
If you are sheep, then you have to understand some stuff about sheep. Sheep are not fighters. That's
yes.
why I tell people when you're in church, I tell pastors this all the time. They laugh at me and think that I'm trying to be funny, but I'm being very serious. That if you're in church and you're getting fought by people in the church, it's not a sheep. That's a goat. You kill them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's either a goat or a wolf.
Yeah.
You kill biters.
Yes.
Because sheep are not designed to fight.
Yeah.
They don't bite you.
Come on,
watch this, y'all.
Yeah.
What is a sheep's purpose? That when they're in trouble, they get with other sheep.
Yeah.
And when they get with other sheep and the wolf come, they don't gang up on the wolf.
Mm-mm.
That ain't their job.
Yeah.
What do they do? They make noise to
yeah.
warn
yeah.
the shepherd.
Yeah.
Watch
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
And the same wolf that was coming after them, because they opened their mouth,
yes.
the shepherd comes and they see the downfall uh-huh. of the wolf
yeah.
that came after them, uh-huh. but you end up eaten and destroyed.
Come on.
You kept your mouth closed.
All right.
I know. You don't want to talk about it. It's fine. Some of us are struggling because we got eight in situations because you refused to open your mouth. You said it didn't take all of that. You said, I don't do that. You said, I'm not in a situation where I can do that freely. I don't know if they're going to look at me differently if I do all of that. But can I tell you something? If you don't need what I need, shut up and watch me. Because where I'm going and what I need is in a season. Watch this, y'all. You might want to fight for this one, but I'm a shout.
All right.
And you gonna come out with battle wounds, but I'm gonna be good. Because the Bible says, and they started making noise, their protector showed up.
All right.
Verse 22 is right in the text.
Mm-hmm.
As they began to sing praises and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. And the Ammonites and the Moabites rose against the men of Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. Mm-hmm. They was together before you started praising God.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, y'all. And then when they killed the men of Mount Seir, because your praise is your power, and you ain't stopped because I didn't need you to kill the people that I wasn't worried about.
All right.
I didn't even know I should have been scared of them.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
The Bible says they kept on praising
yeah.
and walking.
Mm.
And the closer they got, the people started turning on each other.
That works.
And about time they shut up, had been a moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pray for a plan.
Yeah.
Praise is your power.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a little bit more about this praise. I got a little bit left on it.
Come on.
Like a good piece of chicken, Jesse. Don't leave little meat on there. You got to go back.
Because
some of us think that you can praise in a way that you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. God gives very clear derived definition of what praise is.
Mm-hmm.
Praise is defined on how you can do it in Psalms 34:1.
Mm-hmm.
Can I walk you through it real quick?
I got
30 seconds. He says, first thing you got to be, your praise got to be, it's personal.
Mm.
You can't praise him for stuff he did for somebody else.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And the problem with some of us is that you've accredited some of the stuff that God did for you and stuff you did for you. So you can't thank God because you think you did it.
Oh. That person.
I will bless the Lord. Not only does it have to be personal, but it got to be on purpose.
Okay.
It's not a time that I can and I will.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to church and I got to give him the glory.
See,
the problem with most of us is that we grew up in this church culture where people, but since they asked me, I guess I might as well. You know, I didn't want to get up here today, but since they asked me, giving God glory for all the things that he has to pass in his usual absence. For the ushers on the door. All of the, no. Let that traditional, repetitive mindset foolishness go. Because you didn't have to do it. Watch this. You get to do it.
Yes,
no, because I sat there yesterday and I seen 3 funerals across the country of well-known people.
Yeah.
And the fact that it wasn't yours and your family was at the front of the table. Somebody telling you that it's going to... Somebody, if you didn't hear yesterday, absent from the body and present with the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Meant that you get.
Yes.
I will bless the Lord. At all times. Not only does it have to be personal, but it has to be on purpose, but it also has to be perpetual.
Yeah.
That perpetual means that it's continual, nonstop, that it shall always be happening, that there is never a time that I will not give him the praise. It means that I shall always do it. It means that y'all know one of my favorite go-to lines for this one. It's only 2 times I'll praise him: when I feel like it and when I don't. I don't know what it's like to sit down and not do nothing on a Sunday morning. Because he's been too good to me. No. I don't know what it's like to act like I don't deserve everything. Y'all don't understand that some of the stuff that the devil tried to get me, that people know about me, I did it. He the father of lies for some of the stuff that he... And because some of y'all don't even know. See, you ought to shout about some stuff that the Bible says that what's done in the dark will come to the light. You ought to be glad that God gets to control the wattage of the light.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
Everybody don't know. All of your dirt. Not only will it be personal, will it be on purpose, but it'll be perpetual. Last thing that it will be is that it'll be physical.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in.
Physical.
Mind. Okay. It's my mouth. Not in my head. Not in my spirit.
All right. Come on.
Not in my own form.
Tell them, Pastor. Come on. All right.
Mama.
Make it plain.
Not in your actions.
My God.
In your actions.
Not out of your wallet.
Comes out your mouth.
I love my wife. God knows I do. And she shows me she loves me a lot. But every now and then, I need you to say something.
Yeah. All right.
That's
right. Out
your mouth.
And
you know, let me tell you how mouth praise is so important. When you're in a relationship with somebody, people trying to get to know y'all as a couple, the first thing they ask you is, who said I love you first?
Yeah.
They don't ask you who showed I love you.
Yeah.
Who thought I love you?
Yeah.
Who fell in love first?
Yeah.
Who said it?
Yeah.
I thought about God this morning, but did you say something?
Yeah.
I know your attitude ain't changed, but the problem is that you ain't said. You stomp your toe, you don't think, ouch.
I feel
a shout on that one right there. Because some actions, there ought to be an automatic reaction. That sometimes when you get ready to go into battle, you ought to automatically say, God is for you.
Yes.
People, I tell people, I'm not a close, I don't do all of that. I'm not vocally able to do all of that stuff. But sometimes I get a little holler on me, and it's not because I can vocally do it, it's that it's a reaction.
Because
I fool around and start thinking about it. I have to equate it to my wife, because that's the closest love that I can explain to you, that God equated love, marriage love, to be. And every now and then, Taj, I look at her and I don't say nothing.
Yeah.
And she's trying to figure out what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's wrong with you? I'm just looking at how good my God is.
Yeah.
The look is not what got her. It was the words.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it and be like, nothing.
Yeah.
But I was thanking it, but I ain't want to say nothing and mess up your mind. Because that's how we do with God.
Yeah.
But I look at it and say, I was just thinking about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I was when you found me, how I was when you found
my
me.
God.
Person I am today, I just want to say thank you for holding on for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And God, you look good.
Yeah. All right.
Every now and then, I just spend a couple of dollars on you to tell you that you're better.
Yeah.
And if I can do that for her,
Come on.
I woke up beside her, but she ain't wake me up.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying. I'm through. I got to get out here. Plan. Pray for a plan. Are y'all gonna mess me up? You got to praise. Is your power.
Yes.
Third and final thing. Watch this. This is the most important part because this is what they don't teach us in church growing up, because they told us that after you get it, after you won, Tajay told you, you coming out. Hmm. Nobody told me what to do when I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all ain't hear me.
Huh.
Come out. You're going to come out of the darkness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't feel no evil. What happens when I get through the valley?
Yeah.
Do I keep acting like I've got a valley mindset on the other side of it? Okay, y'all don't want to hear me.
All right.
Pray for a plan. Praise is your power. Third and final thing, you have to plunder God's provisions.
Yeah.
Okay. They get to the battlefield. Jehoshaphat marches the people to the battlefield, and where they came to fight, because they left their weapons at home, they now have hands available. And they get to the battlefield. They find out. Everybody find out a couple of things. Can I walk y'all through the scene? It's in the text. I ain't making it up. They get there. They see evidence that fighting was possible.
Yeah.
Somebody missed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that they didn't come to fight you.
Yeah.
The Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That gives an automatic notion to weapons will be formed against you.
Yeah.
That if you would have showed up, it was some fighting about to.
Yeah.
In the words of Kevin Hart, it's about to go down. They got ready to fight. They were able to fight because they killed each other. Not only were they ready to fight, they were able to fight because they went to killing each other on the battlefield. Not only were they capable of fighting, not only were they ready for fight, but the biggest thing about this, Todd, is that they brought some stuff to fight with.
Yeah.
But they was willing to fight. They were able to fight, but they brought some stuff to fight with. And you get there, everybody is dead. It's a real sad scene to walk up on. And somebody said, get they stuff. Because the people that came to take your stuff. See, most of us shouted, celebrated, sung, at least sung the song, God's got a blessing with my
name. Yes.
The problem that most of us have is that we did not recognize that the blessing that got our name on it, most of the time, somebody else got.
My God.
Yes. Your blessing, your name, and their possession. The Bible says that in one day of praise, in one day of praise, the Bible says it took 3 days to gather up. But it took one day. You saying, I'm tired of fighting. God says your praise will always outlast your gathering.
All right.
Come on now.
Some praised, get to the battlefield. They spent 3 days cleaning stuff up. Gathering up. I'm through. Gathering up stuff. Watch this though, because I don't want you to understand this in a bad way, because we're in a season of sweatless victory. Some of us are struggling. Because you refuse to appreciate that you ain't have to fight for this one. And then you don't know how to gather up. Because you stopped gathering at day three. And then realize the text gave you some more instructions.
All right.
Because the Bible says, I ain't making it up. If you got your Bible still open or I ain't ripped it out, it's still in there. The Bible says that on day four, they came back to the same place that God had shown himself true. And they didn't come to get nothing. They came.
Yes, sir. Come on.
To
now.
Do what they did. That got them what they had. Y'all ain't coming to y'all ain't coming to. Because see, some people don't appreciate the stuff that God has done for them because they keep thinking that the praise had to stop because the battle was over. You didn't praise God because you were going in the battle because you never fought. Well, why do we praise him? Because he's worthy.
Yeah.
No, we can't sing the song that he gave us the victory in the battle. We didn't fight. Why are we praising him? Because he fought. James Cleveland wrote the song. Malcolm Williams redone it, and the girl just redone it a couple of years ago. He'll fight your battles if you just keep still.
Yeah,
I know that he.
I know that he will.
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yes. Yes, sir.
See. Some of us are struggling because you haven't given it to him. And you showed up ready to fight. And the problem is, watch this, and I'm through, is that your sweatless victory turned into a horrible victory because you showed up with bad equipment. You showed up ready with a sword. And he said, all I told you to do was say, with my hands lifted.
Yes, sir.
And my mouth filled with praise. I will bless thee, O Lord.
Yes.
I will bless thee, O Lord. See, some of us are having a problem, and I'm through. I'm through. Some of us are having a problem in this season because you so used to fighting, you ain't even understood where you are. You ain't even in that season no more.
Yeah.
How you know you out of a season when people see you back in a season that you ain't in no more? And they trying to figure out why you here. You don't do this. You don't. This ain't you. See, people struggle. And when you in this season, in this time, in this mold that we're in now, God says, you got too many battle wounds already. Jesus. I got another song. You've been in this place. Long enough.
Come on now.
The mountainside.
Yes. Yes, sir.
The struggle. It's
over. Yes.
It's over.
It's over. Yes. Yes.
The crying. It's over.
It's over.
The wandering. It's
over.
And you know what I realized? Is that sometimes you can't appreciate the struggle being over because you ain't did nothing to fill that time. The time you was crying. I say, fill it with praise. The time you was worried, thank him.
All right.
You ever had a song that hit you a certain way?
Yeah.
And then you listen to it a couple of years later and it don't hit you like it used to hit you?
Yeah.
No, the person you used to think about and it messed you up for a little while. It don't even do that to you.
No.
God said, don't worry about feeling like that. Thank me.
Yeah.
Some stuff you do gradually.
But
this is it. If you don't take nothing else away from this, take this away.
Yes.
If you want a sweatless victory, open your mouth. Let your actions in the natural represent what you're looking for in the spirit.
All right.
I believe it with all of my heart that some of us have
have stayed fighting because you didn't believe you could get it without one. First thing.